Guess what movie I just saw? Yes, yes, yes. I am backing out of my parking space. It is 11:22 p.m. and I just got out of, can you guess? I'm sure you guessed by now. Well, obviously, if you downloaded this, you already know. Just got out of the new Star Wars The Last Jedi movie. The film started at 8:30. Well, actually, after previews and stuff, it probably started close to 9. It is 11:20. Now, I did not sit through all the credits. Star Wars does not do post-credit. It doesn't, right? I mean, now I got to go home and make sure and confirm that I didn't just screw myself. Come on, cars. Can you drive a little slower? Okay. Oh, you're going to let me go? All right. Thanks. So, yeah. What can I say? Maybe that is my buddy. What can I say?
It was awesome.
I mean, what am I going to do here? Okay, look. If you've downloaded this and you haven't seen the movie, stop now. Stop now, stop now, stop now. Because I'm talking about it. I'm going to get names wrong. I'm going to get things wrong. That's fine. Okay. Star Wars The Last Jedi. Basically, at the beginning of... I mean, right at the beginning of The Force Awakens, in the crawl, it says... They're looking for Luke Skywalker, the Last Jedi. And they mentioned the Last Jedi a couple times as being Luke Skywalker. So I'm going in saying, well, there he is. Luke Skywalker, the Last Jedi. But of course, they set it up so wonderfully. Basically, Rey picks up right where she left off, where she's gone to seek out Luke Skywalker. Takes her kind of a while to break through to him, get some training for him, trying to get him to help with the rebellion. Okay, that's that. Poe's still with the Rebellion. You know, he's shooting this, he's shooting that. He's following orders, and then he's not following orders. We got Laura Dern is a new character. She kind of stepped in as, like, second in command to Princess Leia. And we, of course, Finn woke up, and he kind of... he was just going to leave again. He was not going to leave to run away. Of course, he's leaving to go find Rey, because the first thing he says when he wakes up is, where's Rey? I mean, you could just see, all he cares about is Rey. That was awesome. And, you know, he's looking like he's trying to escape. In fact, this new character named Rose thinks that that's what he's trying to do, but really he's trying to get to Rey. But Rose and Finn end up making a nice friendship together. They're off looking for someone to help break a code, to break through a rebellion tracker. I mean, I'm doing an absolutely horrible job of talking about the movie, but you've already seen it, so I'm not going to go through it like that anymore. I'm just going to say it was awesome. So, like, there were slow moments. There were crazy moments. There were, like, this is 8:30 at night. We got crowds cheering in the theater. There's something great about, like, people clapping in the theater. I'm always self-conscious to do it. I sat by myself because the tickets we got were staggered. So I was in a row at the end by myself. So I'm sitting next to people I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, I get self-conscious about clapping, but I wanted to clap. What were the surprises we saw? Well, ooh, that heat is pretty high. The biggest surprise, like, the biggest surprise for me was seeing Yoda. I don't even know if Frank Oz voiced him. I want to look it up. He was digital Yoda, so, you know, it still looks a little different to me than seeing the original movies. And he kind of, I guess he basically helps Luke realize that that all the Jedi temple and all the scripts and that doesn't matter. It's what matters is the actual people. So to me, I was waiting the whole time for his X-Wing to fly in there. And when he showed up at the end, I thought, oh, there's his X-Wing. And he took time to cut his hair. But no, he is such a Jedi badass that he projected himself all the way to wherever the hell they were on that ice planet. And long enough that he made everything feel real. Like, Yoda hit him on the head, so there's some way that these ghosts can interact. And Luke can at least make himself feel real enough that Kylo Ren was fighting with him. But then you realize... And that was pretty badass when they put every bullet on him. Now, I thought we were going to see some crazy, Jedi lightsaber, defense. And I feel like if this was the prequels, that's exactly what we would have seen. Super fast, like ridiculously fast lightsaber movement. And that's what I thought, that's what they were alluding to. That's what I thought it was. But it turns out, excuse me, I'm so tired. It's 11:30. Hey, buddy, the street's narrow. Move over a little. Turns out that, I think that guy was going through the trash. Oh, well, people have do what they do. It turns out that he just wasn't there at all. He was he wasn't there. He projected himself there. So, oh my God, I'm a terrible podcast person, but let me talk about the moments that were awesome. I'm actually glad this didn't happen. So, Ben Solo, Kylo Ren there, at some point he decides to turn on Snoke. So Snoke is this big deal in the first movie. We only see him through some holograms. We finally see him in this movie. And, you saw the movie. So spoilers are here. He dies. Kind of not the... Actually, it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool way for him to die. I guess he didn't have to be in battle. He was just so blinded by the fact that Kylo Ren would do everything he said because he could see it, that he didn't realize that everything Kylo Ren was doing, he was doing two versions of. So Kylo Ren turned his lightsaber. He was also turning Luke's lightsaber. Kylo Ren lit the lightsaber. He also lit it. And when Snoke looked down and then just... half of his body tumbled down to the ground. That was one of the first times everyone cheered. I think when Luke stepped out of all the gunfire, I think people cheered then. Definitely when Rey showed the rocks. So that moment where when Luke says, everything you said was wrong, it was a cool callback to an earlier part in a movie. And then he said, this, and I am not the last Jedi. When he said that, and then they kind of show how Rey moved all those rocks, I'm not going to lie, and this is going to be nerdy, there were chills through my entire body. It was crazy. Unbelievable. What else was, I felt like, I almost at one point felt like Finn didn't have enough to do. They put him on this side kind of journey with Rose to look for a smuggler. It was Benicio del Toro, which I didn't realize he was in this. I guess he works for Disney a lot. So Benicio del Toro, but they get caught. Benicio del Toro turned on them. So. I almost felt like, oh, that's all he's doing. He's doing this kind of side thing. But, it turns out he did get these big moments. He got a big moment where he got to, I think, kill Captain Phasma, right? I mean, she fell into the fire. She's gone. And he tried to sacrifice himself by driving that speeder bike thing right into the laser cannon, whatever it was, blockade cannon. I'm yawning way too much for this to be a good podcast. Now, look, if you've downloaded the show before, you know this podcast isn't good. It's just me rambling incoherently. It is very late, and these are my initial thoughts. The music of Star Wars is awesome. Leia finally getting to use her force power. And this is the first time we've ever seen Leia use the force, ever, when she kind of wills herself to be alive out there in the vacuum of space. And then floats back in. Whee! She flew back in And, you know, she was out of it for a while, but she came back. And I kind of thought that is how they would write her out of it. Oh, I'm so yawning. But they didn't. So in the first movie, Han Solo is murdered. In the second movie, Luke uses so much Jedi mind trickery that he basically collapses and dies in the Jedi sense, where he disappeared. I wanted him, I don't think he heard Obi-Wan say this, but I wanted him to be like, if you strike me down, I will become more powerful. And he said something almost like that, but he didn't quite say it. But I'm thinking that Luke is not done. Luke is back. And right? Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed by my yawning. It's confirmed that Luke is filming parts for 9, right? I think. Yeah. He's got to be a Force ghost. He's got to be Rey's Force ghost. You know, they call him Force ghost. I learned that from Star Wars Minute. He's got to be Rey's ghost. But just seeing Yoda at all was awesome. Speaking of the sports, like literally, I went when I saw his face with his head, and I thought, oh, they're just gonna make him look at him. But no, they had a pretty big interaction. There were nice little moments, nice big moments. You know, last I saw, I got 94% of Rotten Tomatoes. Ugh, I'm gonna get out of the car. I gotta walk because I'm gonna pass out. 94% of Rotten Tomatoes, and I think it's well deserved. Is it better than Force Awakens? God, you know. I don't know. Like, I feel like it felt bigger. You know, Kylo... Oh, okay. There, I almost lost it. So Kylo Ren kills Snoke and starts fighting with Rey, and I thought, oh, man. You know, as cool as I thought it was, there was a part of me that said, oh, man. You know, we have a really cool villain who did some treachery. I mean, he killed Han Solo, and now we're just going to forgive him and he's going to be good. Turns out that wasn't the case. He kind of turned on Snoke, and now he wanted to be his own man. And basically, he is now Supreme Leader, Kylo Ren. What else is there to say? That was the big thing. Like, I'm glad he didn't turn good, because Adam Driver is very good at being bad. And Hux there, is that Bill Weasley? One of the Weasleys. The fact that he, you know, said the Supreme Leader is dead, long live the Supreme Leader, you know, made me wonder a couple of things. Well, it made me wonder, you know, that seems to almost be protocol. Like, the king is dead, long live the king. Is Snoke the first Supreme Leader? He must be, because the First Order is not that old. You know, it's only been about 30 years since all this happened. So, no, the First Leader is not that old. And then they kind of tricked you into thinking that Luke may have turned bad and caused all of this. And he kind of did in a way. I guess he didn't, because he saw inside Kylo Ren that there was such evil that there was no coming back. And he almost struck him down, but he didn't. Oh boy, I mean, so much in that movie. And I'm wondering, like, there's tons that I missed. And I, you know, I said this before. I need to see this again. I said that with Force Awakens. I saw Force Awakens the opening night, and guess what? I didn't see it again for a second time until about 3 days ago. Sunday night. Or maybe that's 4 days ago. Whatever. So I say I want to see this again. I do want to see this again. But what I did last time with Force Awakens is I actually bought the novelization and read it so that I could kind of understand it and get little things out of it. I might do that again with The Last Jedi, because it's fun to kind of relive movies through books. There's a great podcast I listen to called I Read Movies, where the guy just reads and reviews movie novelizations and talks about the differences between the movies and the books. And none of it is, you know, when you read a book of a movie, the stuff that happens in the book doesn't, like, if there's extra stuff, it doesn't matter to the movie, but it's fun to flesh these kind of stories out. Like, it's not like, oh no, they mentioned that in the book, so it could be in the movie. That they don't really, it doesn't really work that way, as far as my opinion. But it's a cool way of just adding to the enjoyment of a story. And I realize at this point that I've been rambling for 14 and a half minutes. I would say about a good 2.5 minutes has been good. But It's Thursday night, opening night of Star Wars The Last Jedi. I wanted to get something up. Here it is. The movie was awesome. There were just, it felt bigger. It felt more sweeping. There was more tragedy. There was more excitement. There was more hope. You know, that last scene there where it was kind of a juxtaposition. So was it Rey who said, how do we build a rebellion with just this? And you realize that's not how you don't do it with just that. And then they cut down to the planet that Finn and Rose were on. And one of the kids that helped them escape had the rebellion ring, the whatever it is, the rebel ring, the rebellion ring. And you could see that he was inspired. It's basically showing, look, you inspire someone, that's how you build it, by inspiring someone to want to follow. So I think that was what that last moment was all about. Interesting that they finished it on a character that really is inconsequential to the movie itself, but very cool way. I understood, at least that's how I understood it. And I thought that was really cool. Look, started 3D, had a corner seat. I was in the first seat all the way to the left of a row. So that took away, I didn't like the angle I was at. I don't like 3D. I'm going to say it. 3D does nothing for me anymore. I didn't buy these tickets, so I got the 3D tickets. If I have a chance to get my own ticket next time, I'm going to skip 3D, I think. Or maybe 3D from an angle, because I have to tell you, it bothered my eyes. After a while, it was like I'm blinking, and it feels darker. I moved the glasses up, and this, you know, it's blurry, but the screen is brighter. I put the glasses down, and it's a little too dull. So I didn't love that very much. I don't know if that's this movie or 3D in general. When I saw Justice League, I saw it in 2D. I think that's all I'm going to talk about. You know, they had some Chewie. Chewie had some cute moments. There was a lot of... It was a long movie. It felt long. Chewie had some quiet moments. He didn't have a ton to do, but he did have a big, you know, heroic sweep in. And he's got some little friends now, these little birds. He's got at least a couple of them. That I remember seeing in the trailer, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, they're going to... Here's a new cute thing that we're going to have to get used to. But they didn't have names. They didn't have characters. They didn't talk. They were just these little animals that kind of were there. They were cute, funny. They'll be cool toys, obviously. You'll see those things all over the place. I don't know. They had cool animals that could be toys. They had these kind of horse creatures. They had these dog creatures. And they had those little tiny birds that apparently Chewie did at least kill a couple and skin them and cook them. He didn't seem to eat them out of guilt, but they were already dead. So, I mean, there was definitely laughs. There were some fun moments, even right at the beginning, with Poe and Hux. Yeah, I mean, what am I going to say? I'm a terrible podcaster. I'm not good at movie reviews. I'm not good at kind of recapping things, but I think I am good at just giving my initial emotion, my initial reaction, and it was one of, yes, awesome. Now, I wish Rian Johnson was doing 9. I'm excited that J.J. Abrams is back, but I'm trying to feel what's the difference between that one and this one. I feel like this one was more an original story, where the last one was more... a new, almost like a retelling of, you know, the first Star Wars. This was not a retelling of the Empire Strikes Back, even though the First Order struck back. You get to a point when you're walking around your basement, talking into your phone, that you realize you're rambling too long. So I'm just going to say this. Last Jedi might be better than Force Awakens. I think it might be. It might even be from the Luke Skywalker stuff. The Skywalker stuff and some of the Kylo Ren stuff. I mean, there were just moments that gave me chills. And really, moments that made me smile, moments that surprised me, moments that got me excited. I mean, that's what you wanted in a movie. There was nothing in this movie that I could say disappointed me. So what else could you ask for? My name is Mike. This is Geek Mentality. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, I applaud you, because I can't even make it this far and I'm the one talking. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. The podcast is Geek Mentality. You find it on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play. And, of course, the website where you find everything is fansnotexperts.com. Now, this episode opened up with one of the most iconic theme songs ever played. And now I'm going to play the second most iconic theme song, right?
This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.